So there was a story of this priest, and he was preaching a homily, and his whole idea was that so many people hear things, and then they share it with others. Have you ever heard or have you ever used a phrase, "I heard"? I heard and fill in the blank, right? But he said, we should never use that phrase. Because oftentimes when people say, "I heard," it's always usually something negative. It's always about gossip, things like that. So he said, definitively, you should never use the word "I heard," because generally it's quite negative and it leads to gossip. So he went on with the Mass and it became the communion, the entrance song for the communion for the preparing of the gifts was, "I heard the voice of Jesus say." You know, oftentimes there's a lot of nuance in our world. We all know it, but in some ways we always live in black and white, all or nothing thinking. In a certain way, it's a dualistic way of thinking. It's easy. That's why we fall into it. It's easy to say that I'm right and they are wrong. It's easy to say that this is the way to go and that is completely wrong. It's easy to say definitively that you should never use the phrase "I heard." It's easy. But in our world, it's not black and white. It's not this or that. There's a lot of nuance within it. But how do we sift out the nuance? How do we sift out and discern what is truly there? Truly there. And today's first reading shows us that God gives us our commandments, our laws. He gives it to his people. And that because he gives these laws to the Israelites, that they will be outstanding people, that the others will see how great these people are. Laws are very good. They protect. In the laws of God, natural law protects us as human beings. Think about the Ten Commandments. There are a set of laws. You shouldn't do these things. You should do some and you shouldn't do some. So it is. It's very clear. But the goal of it is to keep us in right relationship with first God, others, and ultimately ourselves. It's always important to know the spirit of the laws that come with it. Now, in the gospel today, the Pharisees and the scribes kind of rebuke Jesus and his disciples, saying, "Why is it that your disciples do not follow the laws, the traditions of the Jewish people? It was always the tradition that you cleanse your hands, you clean all of these things, because if not, it's unclean, it's wrong." And what does Jesus say? He says that they're hypocrites. He tells them that really, it's not the things that outside that defile you, but the things from within that defile you. And I think that can be really used for us in our day, our world today. Oftentimes, we're so focused on looking outside of ourselves for the problem, outside of ourselves for the answer, outside of ourselves to see what is there. We're afraid of everything outside of us. But in a lot of ways, the culture forces us to do it. It steals our attention. Everything is always screaming at us, isn't it? Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. But Christ is calling us to look within. And I think I've said this before. St. John Paul II said that the battle between good and evil isn't outside of ourselves or in the world. Outside of ourselves. Is battle between good and evil is in between every human heart. That means you and me. The battle between good and evil is fought between every human heart. Every human heart. And Christ is calling us to look within before we look out. You know, I think I used this phrase before too. It's a practice I try. I'm not always successful. But if any time you're disturbed by any emotion, any disturbance in your life, stop. Quit looking outside and look within. Another way to see it is stop and pray. Look within to see where the problem is. Christ is calling us to a deeper relationship with Him so as to see things more clearly. To see things more clearly. You know, the thing about us looking outside and trying to figure out the answers. How do we find the answers if we cannot see things clearly? If our own sinfulness is kind of tainting the way we see the world. Christ calls us not to see on our own, but let Him see for us, to look with faith, to walk with faith and not by sight, so as to use the grace of God in our life. So how do we do this? We take time. We take time for silence. We take time for prayer. We take time to look at ourselves. Oftentimes we fall into the all or nothing outside, but also we do it within, don't we? We see ourselves as either we're bad or we're good. Some days, you know, we follow our routines, we do our checklist, we had a great day. Some days, we think we're terrible because we did something wrong. Again, we're looking at ourselves even in that lens of all or nothing. Christ wants to restore that relationship back with us. But first it starts with Him. First it starts with God. And if we have our relationship with God first, which is that we are children of God, that you are a son and daughter of God, that you're beloved. With that lens in mind, then you're able to see the world more clearly. You're able to see yourself more clearly. You're able to see that, yes, you have sins. But through the grace of God, you can move forward. That's why in all of our liturgies, the Mass, everything else, certain rites, we always look at ourselves first. To let go of these things so as to be prepared to receive God into our lives. You know, at the end of, at the Ascension, at Pentecost, Jesus rose again, and His disciples wanted Him to stay. But He said, I must leave for the Spirit to come. He said, the Spirit will come and teach you everything. The Spirit He's speaking about is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. And that's how you understand the nuance of life. That's how you see through the lens of God. It's to let go of your own sinfulness and let the Spirit guide you in your own lives. To figure out what God is calling you to each moment of the day. That is what we're called to. The world wants us to look outside all the answers. But Christ is calling us to something much deeper. To see that the Word of God that lays deep within your hearts. Listen to that. Listen to the Spirit. So as you come receive the Eucharist today, where Christ is truly present before you, ask the Lord for the strength and the courage to look at ourselves honestly. Quit looking outside. But then have the faith that it's through the grace of God that I can. On my own, I can't, but with the grace of God, I can see more clearly. Amen.